Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria gaan vandag op na 28 grade, Johannesburg 25 en Emalahleni 23.
En in jou verkeer, Woodmead Ryland Noord is stadig op pad na Maxwell Ryland, die M2 West is stadig verkeer daar so ook, daar is op pad na Mainry weg.
We start at the Pretoria Magistrates Court where some cases are being postponed due to a power outage.
We have been informed that the outage was caused by flooding at the court premises, which severely affected the electrical cable. So the excessive water compromised the infrastructure, leading to the disruption of the electric supply.
Spokesperson for the Department of Justice, Khalalela Masibi, says the court has been without power since yesterday afternoon. The public's being assisted manually where possible. Trade and Industry Minister Park Stowell has welcomed the Fresh Produce Market Inquiry's final report led by the Competition Commission. Recommendations include that retailers display the prices of fruits and vegetables on a per 100 gram basis to help consumers make a fair comparison. This would apply to the 11 fruit and vegetables prioritised by the Competition Commission-led inquiry, namely apples, citrus, bananas, pears, table grapes, potatoes, onions, carrots, cabbage, tomatoes and spinach. The ministry spokesperson, Yamkele Fanisi, says the 31 remedies offer a clear way to address challenges facing the fresh produce market.
The minister emphasized the importance of implementing report's recommendations, which include calls for divestiture in cases of substantial common shareholdings and the establishment of a code of good practice to govern market agent conduct.
To today's release of the individual matric results, AfriForum says the country's 87.3% matric pass rate in the 2024 National Senior Certificate Examinations is an excellent achievement, but there are concerns. The civil rights group's Alana Bailey says they're especially concerned about the fact that 36% fewer learners wrote the final exams than the number who were in grade 1 in 2013.
As long as thousands of learners leave school without passing matric, the country will face even more serious economic and social problems in future.
More about the release of the matric results, it's at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. And to international news, coming from America, the news that US President-elect Donald Trump would have been convicted for his alleged effort to overturn the results of the 2020 election if he hadn't been elected 4 years later. That's according to a report published today and compiled by then special counsel Jack Smith. Trump, who will be inaugurated on Monday, had been accused of conspiracy to defraud the US and conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding during the attack on the Capitol building in Washington on January the 6th, 2021. Smith, who was special counsel appointed to investigate Trump, dropped the federal criminal charge case against the incoming leader after Trump won the presidential election in November last year. I'm Khadija de Souza, net weer die hoofnuus die uur. Sake word by die Pretoria se landroshof uitgestel as gevolg van 'n kragonderbreking.
30 minutes of more music you love. With Tabiso Kambule. Turn it up on Jacaranda
FM. Game start.
It's whatever you like.